good. Thank you. So last time we met here is that there was this big argument, right? Remember that? Not in the class, but in the book, the Bible. There's a big argument. I'm not sure. No, you were not here. Something. No. So it was between Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas, they're best friends, right? They have a big fight, big splitting up. Barnabas went to Cyprus, and Paul went to Derbe in Lystra, right? Huh? Yeah, over Barnabas' cousin, Mark, wanted to go, Barnabas wanted him to go with them on their mission, their second mission trip. That's where we're starting out, is they're going on their second mission trip. And there was some conflict. Mark left them during the first ministry trip, so Paul wasn't sure about his commitment. And there could have been some other things. We went into that. If you'd like, we could talk about it later, or you could look it up or try to listen to it. No, actually, we had a lot of technical difficulties, so I wouldn't even suggest listening to that study because that is probably a big mess. So in Luke is the author of which? What book? A couple books. Luke. He's the author of the book we're reading in right now, which is Acts. Awesome. So Luke, he's going with Paul. He's a companion of Paul's, so that's why we catch up with Paul. We kind of stick with Paul. And we're in Acts 16. I confused myself. Acts 16, verses 1 through 5. Okay, TJ, can you read that? You can read it from there. TJ, you ran all this way, you didn't put batteries in it?
Hello.
There you go.
No,
let's check to see if it's on.
Hello.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Then? That first word's then?
Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed. But his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
What's circumcision again?
Circumcision is where they awkward, and awkwardness. Snip, snip. There you go. So we all know what that is. All right, so back in chapter 15. So a chapter ago, right? A chapter ago, there was big conflict over what?
Cornelius.
No. That was like four chapters ago.
No.
So Cornelius. No. Why am I so confused today? Yeah, it pretty much is. It's always your fault. We're in chapter 16, but in the very beginning of chapter 15, there was a big conflict. Anybody remember what that conflict was? And it could have been part of why Paul and Barnabas split up. Andy, you remember?
I don't
remember. You remember things. You remember you prayed last week. Huh? What? Conflict over snip snip.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that. All right, so there's big conflict over that, right? Now, was Paul a man pleaser? Do you feel like Paul's a man pleaser?
Yeah.
What? Yeah? No. You know, yeah? Maybe? Does he do things to make man feel better, or does he do the right thing?
Right thing.
To do the right thing, even if it means he don't get beat up for it, right? There's plenty of times he got beat up, he got stoned. That's with rocks, stoned, in villages, right? So is there any question on what happened with Timothy and why everything happened in what we just read? Is there any questions? Do you guys have any questions? Any, like, huh, questions, huh, what, why? Well, and that's what happened, right? So what happened in those five verses what we just read? Yeah, can you put that back up there? Acts 16, 1 through 5. So what's happening? That's what you got from that? All right, you know, I mean, and it's fine if you guys don't have, you know, if you don't have any questions about it, but sometimes, yes.
It is raised.
Okay.
You're just like,
what's the question about it?
Did they, like, punish him for being Jewish, or?
No, well, Jewish were supposed to be circumcised when they were born. You know, within 8 days of being born. That was a sign to God. It was a commitment to God. It was a sign to God that these were Jewish people. These were my people. It's a covenant. So, you guys are, you know, you're really close on why, but there's been times where people have gone, well, okay, do you need to be circumcised in order to be saved? No. So why did they're going, well, is this a hypocrite kind of thing? Is Paul a hypocrite? Because he made Timothy get circumcised. So there's times when people will question this, and that's why we're going to go over this, is because people will question this. Now, in verse 4 of that, it says that they delivered the decree to keep. And then what was that saying? You remember that? So Paul and Barnabas actually went to Jerusalem to the apostles there, and it was over that big conflict over circumcision. So the decree to keep would have said that you needed to be circumcised in order to save, or you didn't need to be. You didn't need to. So they're preaching that, right? But yet Paul still made Timothy get circumcised. So if we want to look a little deeper, is that we need to look at what we know about Timothy. What do we know about Timothy? His dad is Greek. His mom's Jewish, right? Gives his, exactly, it does give us a great idea of his background. Yeah, so what does that mean?
He's famous.
Yeah, he's well-liked, right? He's well-liked. Everybody liked him. He was a good guy. He's like, you know, they didn't have anything bad to say about him. He was well-spoken. Now, and you guys kind of hit it before, Cassia hit it before, is that because his mother was what?
Jewish,
right? And she raised him. She raised him to be Jewish. In 2 Timothy 3:15. They are a lot bigger than last time. Cassia, would you read that? There you go. We got it.
And from that, is it on?
Oh, did you turn it? Oh, okay.
And from childhood have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ.
So they're talking about Timothy, and he knows the Scripture from childhood. So his mom taught him, right? Taught him the Scriptures from childhood. So he was raised Jewish, and his mom was Jewish. So technically, in the Jews in that region, technically, in their minds, he was Jewish. Now, for some reason, his dad, being Greek, probably said, no, you're not going to circumcise him. I put my foot down. You know, so technically, because of those two facts, they feel like he was Jewish, so he should have been circumcised. Right, because he was raised Jewish and his mom was Jewish. So they feel like he was Jewish. So Paul is not compromising. He doesn't compromise. He just doesn't want to offend the people he's trying to reach. You know, there is a difference. You know, have you ever gone to a friend's house and it was dinner time when you went over to a friend's house?
No. Yeah? Never?
Huh? You have? Oh, yeah, exactly. Over sleepovers, right? Because they probably feed you at sleepovers, right? Now, what if their mom wasn't a good cook? Would you tell her?
No.
Why? Right, right. No, you eat it anyways, right? If you ever found yourself on a mission trip, I mean, you guys are still kind of young, but, you know, someday you'll probably find yourself on a mission trip, maybe, possibility, and you're witnessing, and the people you're witnessing, you know, they're very poor. You know, maybe this third world country, they're very poor. They don't have enough food for the week, but yet they feel typically on third world countries, they're very generous, and they're very, you know, hospitable, and they offer you lizard soup.
Cute. Yum.
I've heard goat's good. I don't know. It's just like lamb. Like gyros and heroes. Yeah, see. Really? But what do you guys do? You
eat it.
You eat it. Right? At least you try it, right? See if you're palatable. Say you're full or something. Now, for you ladies, yes?
After you're done talking, can she tell her ghost story?
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, for you ladies, this doesn't include TJ, I don't think. Yes. Now, there are some countries that they require ladies to wear veils. Now, do you stand up and say, hey, this is 2020. Right. Women's lib. Ooh.
Wouldn't you get killed if you, didn't wear a veil?
It probably depends where you're at. You might get, they might feel like they need to punish you. I don't know. You know, I mean, there are some places where it'll be more strict than others. Right? Because the Western culture is a lot of places. But I'm saying, so is... when you're on a mission trip, you need to figure out, you know, why you're there, right? Are you there to make this statement that, no, we don't have to wear veils? Are you there to try to win them over for God? All right, so is it a good thing to offend somebody right off the get-go?
No.
Right. You need to be careful. You know, Paul and Timothy did not change the gospel by having or by being circumcised. They didn't water it down. To be polite and respectful is not compromising. Man pleasers are ones who puts the thoughts of man over God, who's worried about what this guy thinks rather than doing the right thing. So that's not what they were doing. Paul was just making it easier for them to reach the Jewish people in the region. He was doing everything he could to reach them for God, not because he was worried about what they were thinking. And then, like I said, in verse 4, they were preaching that you didn't need to be circumcised. So they just didn't want to offend them right off the get-go. You know, because he also talks about Titus, but Titus was Greek, and Paul didn't make him get circumcised because he was fully Greek or Gentile. In Acts 16, 6 through 10,
now when they had gone through Persia in the region of
Galilee,
they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of
Macedonia
stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, and concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
All right, there are times we will come across hard names to pronounce. No, we will come across, we'll come across closed doors. Now, we can't just throw in the towel and complain, God's not answering my prayers, right? And or because it's closed, it doesn't mean you go through the window.
Oh.
You know, maybe God wants something else for us. You know, Paul had planned to go to Asia, and God said no. Paul had planned to go to Maya's. God said no. Yes?
Is Troas like Troy? Is that where Troy is?
You know, it's. I think it's close to that.
Because everything, like right here, sounds like something else.
It's mainly in Turkey, and that's where Troy was in the edge of Turkey, next to Greece. But it's close to there, and we're actually traveling west, is what's happening. So Asia's to the east. So God's kind of telling him, no, don't go to the east. Let's go west. And then, so where Macedonia is kind of above Greece, if you know the map-ish. It's more into Europe.
Philadelphia is in the Bible, too.
Huh?
Philadelphia is in the Bible, too.
Yep. They have a lot of cities were named from cities back in the old country, if you will. So God is in control and had a different plan for Paul, right? He had a different plan. God has a plan for all of us, right? Sometimes it may not be what we think it is, but God has a plan. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Ms. K.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
So it's not necessary on our understandings, right? It's not how we plan things out, maybe. But God closes doors and opens doors. and he will direct our path if we wait on him, if we listen to him. God knows more than us, right? God knows more than us. God knows roads Google Maps don't even know exist, right? They've never even heard of these maps. Exactly. I remember there was a time, long, long ago, we were in the valley, right? Me and Michelle were in the valley, and it's around Christmas time, and the youth Christmas party was that night. So we're coming back. Right, we're coming back and we're traveling. We left plenty of time to make the party and everything's good. And we get up to Globe and there was a wreck before the canyon, so they closed the road right outside of Globe. So there's this detour. Oh, this detour, just have to go through Roosevelt, then through Payson, and then back up through Heber and come around. So from Globe. So it's like a 3.5 hour detour. It's like, now that just wasted all my time. We won't be able to go home and then go to the party. It's like, So me being so smart, is that in Roosevelt, right before Roosevelt, there's this road. There's this little road here. And then you go off to the right, and it goes through Young, then goes to Forest Lakes, and then it's after Payson. So you're cutting this big chunk of a corner off the map, right? It has to be a shortcut. It's like, I have to go like this. I'm just going this. Between straight points, it's the closest line, right? Close, from here to there. A straight line is the fastest way. So this road, I said it was winter. It's snowy, it's icy, it's some parts one lane dirt road is swivelly, I can't go fast. I can't go fast. We're going down ravines and everything. And then the frustration sits in, right? It's like, this is taking forever. This is the longest shortcut in the history of shortcuts. Yeah. So, and then we come up on this family, and it's like, well, they had the same bright idea as me, right? But the difference is that they had this little minivan, and their little minivan was not getting up this icy hill. Oop. So me and Michelle drove by. No. Peace out. No. Merry Christmas. No, we stopped, and we gave him a ride. We were on stop in Forest Lakes, but then we took him all the way to Pine Top.
There
was 5 of them. And in our backseat,
there
was a car. Right. I was mad because the canyon road was closed. I was mad because it's gonna make me late. I was mad that I was forced to make a detour. I was mad because I made the wrong choice in a shortcut. You know, I was upset because it messed up my plans. Because it was all about me, right? Because it was all about me. But at the end of the night, I was happy that things worked out exactly the way they did. In Acts 16, 11 through 13, we'll see where Paul's road takes him. Hey, Andy.
They're for sailing to Troas. We ran a street course to Samothrace, and the next day came to
Neapolis.
And from there to Philippi. Okay. which is the foremost city of the part of Macedonia and colony. And we were staying in the city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was
customary.
Customary made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there.
Nice. So, typically, Paul, what Paul would do is when he went into a city, he would go somewhere first. He'd go to the synagogue, right? In the Sabbath, what is the Sabbath? Day worship, right? So that's the day they set aside to worship God. So typically you'd go to the Sabbath or the sanctuary, synagogue first. Now, Jewish custom is if there was 10 or more households in that city, they would form a synagogue. So meaning that there was 10 men leading the household. So if not, they would have a place to pray, and typically it was by a river. That's just what they did in all these cities. There was typically a river, and typically there wasn't the city always by a river. So there wasn't too many, because of this, we know that in Philippi, there wasn't too many male Jews, right? Jewish males. So they sat down and they talked to the women, right? 14 through 15, TJ? That word's now.
It does. It might.
Don't we have two?
Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she had her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us.
All right, so what do we know about Lydia?
She was a seller of purple from the city.
Yep, from the city. Thyatira.
I kind of needed that.
So a seller of purple. Why is that something that was pointed out? Why do you think that's a...
Purple like a royal color? Yeah, I thought the rich wore it.
Purple is the color of
royalty, right? Right. So, why purple? I'm glad you asked. All right, so purple dye was very hard to come by. You would have to search and find this certain shellfish, and then you'd have to collect it drop by drop. You know, it wasn't easy to come by. So marketing lesson 101, supply and demand. What's supply and demand tell you?
If people want the thing, then people will make it. Therefore, more of that thing is produced because people want it.
Sort of. So if the demand's really high, then the supply, you need to bring up the supply. But, so if, let's say... I thought of different things, but let's just go with a Michael Jordan rookie card, right? Okay, a Michael Jordan rookie card. If you happen to have one of those and say, let's say this type, only 10 was printed. 10 in the whole world and you have one. Then it's rare, so it's worth very little about money, right? No, it's worth a lot of money, right? Because it's rare.
It's not common.
It's not common. So, but if you have a Michael Jordan rookie card and a million of them were printed.
It's not rare. It's
yeah.
Not
You could. It's just paper with a picture on it.
It's like a lot of baseball cards back in your dad's time.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to sit over here in the corner and cry.
Like, no,
they were mass produced. There was a big, yeah, that's a bunny trail, but yeah, they over flooded the market, and then everything became not really worth that much. So that's marketing 101. So if you could only get so much of it and it's rare, you could jack up the price. So and because of that, purple dye was only affordable to the rich or royalty, right? Or the very rich. So we could judge that Lydia, she was probably well off, right? She was probably raking in the money. Chuck-ching. You know, she was doing well for herself. So we could tell, because Lydia was wealthy, yo, she knew, or she put it in perspective. She didn't trust in her wealth. She trusted in God, didn't she? Because God had her open up her heart to Paul, right? Or because Paul was there, God opened up her heart, and she received the Lord, and she got baptized, and her whole household got baptized. She was very blessed because of that. John 13, 35.
By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. NKJV.
So, what is that saying to you?
If you have love for one another, then you will be
my disciples. So, is your disciples, so being Christian, right? It's, are we supposed to be mean to people?
Yes. I mean, no.
We're on
their phone. Huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're almost done. But politeness, right? Manners, good manners is always the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
And being polite to people, being so that, you know, giving people the benefit of the doubt. What does that mean as far as, you know, you don't think, oh, they did this, they must be a horrible person right away, right? You kind of give them a bit of a doubt. Maybe they didn't mean to do that, or maybe that's not really who they are, you know, and we give them second chances. So good manners and respecting others, having love for one another, what's more Christian than that, right? In Psalms 119, 105. What? You want to read? What?
Okay. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Isn't that in a song?
Yeah, it is. It's a song. You probably sang it when you're knee-high to a grasshopper.
I did.
We taught the kids that song too. So, I'm sure Paul, you know, he might have been frustrated with closed doors, but I'm sure he was fine with those closed doors when it all worked out, right? When, you know, he's probably not so upset he didn't go to Asia when everything worked out when he met Lydia. But Lydia, I'm sure she was overjoyed that Jesus cared enough to close those doors, right? God had a plan. And he closed those doors so Paul would be there at the right time. So Jesus cared about Lydia. You know, I'm sure she was overjoyed that Paul was there. Kathy, would you like to close this in prayer?